This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha, Laugh, Funny,
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Happy Monday. I feel like it's winter again.
It's Monday. You feel like it's winter again. I was going to say, I feel like it's cold. Like Wednesday, but.
Yeah, it's a wintry Wednesday, feels
it's
like.
It's a wintry Wednesday. It's actually a Monday in April. We have a very fun interview later this episode with Stephanie Hallman from Real Housewives of Dallas. So be sure to stick around for that. But first, we're going to chat a little bit, talk about this Atlanta reunion that kicked off last night. We also had the Oscars last night, Barry. I know you and I were both watching that.
Yes.
I wish we got like Bravo celebrities on the red carpet at the Oscars. I feel like that would be fun.
I think that would might have added a bit something to the liveliness or the lack thereof liveliness on the red carpet.
I guess Lala and Randall went last year. So,
you know, the venue, it was a new setup, I guess, obviously, but this happened the last few award shows we watched too, where I was like, why does it feel like there's no celebrities here? Like, where are they all? I feel like there was like 10. We definitely said this last time too. I said this to you.
Feel like that, but I do think because they're like limiting the numbers of people, like only the nominees and like some presenters were really there. So like there's less kind of like random famous people getting invited to this stuff right now. But I don't know. I thought it was fun.
Who was your best dressed?
Better than the Golden Globes.
Oh yeah, totally.
My best dressed probably, I really loved Carey Mulligan in that gold Valentino dress. I just think that was like perfection. Mm-hmm. I also thought her looked really great in that like purple, like
amazing
hooded jumpsuit, beaded, amazing. I love her anyway, but like that look was really great.
I know that this is a known fact about her, but she is one of the most talented people I've ever seen in my life.
I had like dabbled in her music before, and then after the Grammys this year when she won a couple awards, I got like really into it. So I was very excited to see her win last
She's
night.
Very cool. Yes. One of my best dress was Regina King, and
yes,
also Zendaya was that. It was the color, it was her hair and makeup look, it was the simplicity of it. The gown was gorgeous. Oh my god.
I Zendaya is the kind of person where it's like I love her, but like I want to hate her because she makes it look so easy. Like, you know, she just like throws on a gown, her hair looks like she just got like came off the beach in the best possible way.
And has she ever disappointed on a red carpet, like ever?
I don't think
I can't recall, but even the guys looked good last night. Like, everyone was good.
Speaking of looks, though, this Atlanta reunion, I think, to be honest, I think everyone looks good. I know some people weren't feeling Candy's look, but I can't discredit her because she went for the theme so much more than anyone else. And I appreciate that because, to be honest, nobody else really tried to dress dungeony. Maybe Marlo, but like, everybody else was like, oh, gorgeous black gown. And they are gorgeous black gowns, but like Candy did the theme.
We also, I don't want to discredit the actual set because the other sets we've seen recently are like cruise ship decor. And
the Jersey reunion set looks like a Walmart photo studio.
Literally. But Atlanta was like sexy and nice and the lighting. And they had all the outfits they wore the night of Bolo, including Bolos.
These green velvet chairs that they're in. Oh, It really is like this sultry lounge vibe. And I like the way that they have the chairs set up kind of in like a, the chairs are like close. It feels like they're like closer together. Whereas some of these reunion sets are like, they're like fanned out across the room. I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I was surprised we didn't see Marlo at all this episode. They waited until the end to bring LaToya on, and we're obviously going to get Marlo next time. There were like some interesting talking points I feel like we should touch upon. First of all, I want to talk about the stuff with Drew and
which
Drew
part?
And Ralph. Well, okay. Yeah. Right. So I feel like we're just never getting any kind of answers about Tampa.
No.
Like,
I mean, no,
because Drew, I mean, obviously he's acknowledged he was in Tampa. He and Drew seem to be very much sticking to the story that there wasn't any kind of cheating happening. And when Drew says that she's never had evidence or a reason to suspect Ralph being unfaithful, Candy Burris's face. Yeah. Oh my God. It was just one of those things where it's like, Drew, like, we like you. I don't think Ralph is like a horrible person, but like you're doing too much.
And also the main piece of evidence was him going to Tampa for 3 days. That is the evidence right there. But, you know, like I wouldn't need that. He even, you know, Andy does his typical asking the other women what they would do. And they were all like, are you fucking kidding me? Like he'd be out the door, like all hell would break loose. Like, right. And then Candy, because, you know, in our interview with Stephanie, she even likes Candy a lot too. And she just said she's a girl's girl, which I totally agree. I think she is. And she even said to Andy, that's not for me to answer. Like she 100% thinks Ralph was unfaithful, but Candy's like, that's not for me to say. I don't know. That's, you know, that's not my relationship and it's not how I would have handled it, but to each their own is essentially what Candy said.
I did think it was a tough moment when they were talking about Josiah and his meeting with his father on the show. And so then Drew asks Kenya why she retweeted a tweet that called the scene cringy. And Kenya does a very weird, like, half owning. She's like, yes, I retweeted it. I'm sorry you felt that way. But also, like, I didn't say anything about your kid. Like, it was cringy. And it's like, Kenya, like, in this moment, I love the mess from Kenya a lot of the time, but it's like, you can't say, like, I'm sorry you felt that way, and then be like, but bitch, it was cringy.
Typical housewife apology. I'm sorry you felt that way. But she then tried to come back and say, you said something about the father of my child. And it's like, you can't, but you said something about the child. Like you can't, and it's like a known thing everywhere. Keep the kid, you can't, don't talk about kids. Like, come on.
This whole father of the child thing, I think that is bullshit because it's like, Kenya's talked about Ralph, who is also the father of Drew's, like, of Drew's children. So it's like, Kenya, like somebody saying something about your marriage has nothing to do with Brooklyn. Don't act like that's what it is because it's not. Nobody in this show is talking shit about Brooklyn.
Yeah, no. And there's no reason to. Like, you're not going to talk about Josiah. You know what I mean? Like, he's an 9 or 11 year old. I don't remember, but he's a child. But you know what else I found interesting was when they brought up Kenya's actions or words, whatever, towards Ralph, because she was flirtatious with him. And then they brought up how she was with Apollo when Phaedra was on the show. And then I don't know if you caught this. Maybe I didn't hear it right. Kenya sort of apologized to Phaedra because she said her and Phaedra weren't really friends. Did she say because they weren't friends? And that's why? Because I was like, wait, but you and Drew are not friends. So
I'm not sure. That whole thing was weird. I got the comparison with Apollo, but then I was like, why are we talking about Phaedra? Like, she's not here. We have like 5 years of stuff to talk about since Phaedra left. I did think it was interesting. We got the update that Kenya has filed for divorce from Mark. They are in court currently, and Kenya wants full custody of Brooklyn, which, duh. The thing to me that's crazy is that Kenya told us on the show that Mark has never spent a night alone with Brooklyn. And so it's like, yeah, of course Kenya should have full custody in that situation. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I mean, that is something I agree, but at the same time, like, I don't know. It's a rough thing to like talk about. I feel like that's for the father not to have custody, but at the same time, like, Kenny's with her 24/7. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Glad they're finally getting divorced.
100%.
That just needs to be over.
Speaking of that, how do you feel about her still wearing her ring until they are like officially divorced? I thought that was a little strange. I don't know. She's doing it by the book, basically. She was like,
I feel like that's a thing where people just have very different like personal feelings about the institution of marriage. And to me, I'd be like, fuck no, we're not together. I'm taking off the ring, but like, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to like, it's kind of like what you were saying with the custody. It's like, it's probably not how I would do it, but like, whatever. She's not hurting anyone by wearing a ring. I think it's interesting. You know, Portia seems to have come to such a good point with Dennis where it's like, it's over. We're not a thing right now, but we're like in a better place in terms of co-parenting, being friends, being family, whatever. And like, it seems like Kenya is hopefully on the path to get to that point. But at the same time, I don't know if Mark has kind of the respect for her that Dennis ultimately has for Portia. And so that's going to be, I think, the tough thing is like, can Mark, once they're divorced, can they move forward as like, you know, mature adults with each other? And I don't know. Also,
I don't know.
Apparently Brooklyn. So the ladies of Housewives All-Stars are in Turks and Caicos right now. They all flew on their private jets over the weekend. Apparently Brooklyn is there.
And are you shocked? She's gone on every girl's trip on the show.
It's a bit strange to me. But it's like, okay, so did she bring a nanny to All-Stars? I don't know.
Also, how long are they filming for? Like, how long are they going to be in Turks and Caicos for? Do you know? Did I just say that with an accent? Do you know? Oh, that's it?
They're going to be on Turks and Caicos for a week. That's what I've heard.
Okay. So
I will say,
yeah, Brooklyn is no stranger to a girl's trip.
I watched on Paramount Plus, they did the Real World Homecoming with the original Real World New York cast. And they were back in the original loft and they filmed, I think it was like 6 days or a week. And the show was 6 episodes. It was perfect. So I have faith that they can do like a cool thing in a week. I think that's enough time.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see. I guess, yeah. Well, I'm excited. I'm nervous because of course we're always nervous for something that's never happened before. Like, I don't know what the format's going to be. I don't know if they chose the right cast. Like, I don't know, but we're getting off topic.
Yeah, there's a rumor that somebody will be like arriving midway through. We'll see. I have no idea who it's going to be.
Paradise. Bachelor in Paradise, but for Housewives, like, I can't.
Okay, quickly, let's just touch on this LaToya thing that happens at the reunion, because it was very strange to me what was going on. Before she comes onto the stage, they're on a break, and LaToya calls Kenya on the phone and says, she's like, I'm in my dressing room. One of Drew's assistants just barged in, and he had a camera in my face and was saying, you know, this is from Drew, and give me vitamin C because I wasn't feeling well. And I'm like, what is happening? And then she brings it up on stage. She calls Drew SpongeBob, first of all. And then she's like, I don't get what this like prank was that LaToya is saying that Drew orchestrated. Like, it felt very like, why are we fighting about this? I don't know what's even going on.
It made it seem like that was the only thing for her to be relevant. Like, I don't, what else? Like, unless that was her, I always wonder, like, that was your camera time. Like, why is this what we're talking about? It didn't happen on the show. No one saw it. And we don't know. Like, what happened?
Yeah, like, but it's not like somebody came into the dressing room and like punched her in the mouth. Like, it's just like not that big of a deal to me. But I do think it's interesting. LaToya is taking credit for Drew's glow up, I guess you could say, which I don't know about that.
Both things. I was LaToya, like, girl, come on.
LaToya has always seemed a little thirsty to me. And I gotta say, it seems like she brought that energy to the reunion.
Yeah, but again, like, the hair and the glam team helped out. Like, you didn't do anything. And also, like, Drew looks great.
I feel like we've put way too much
energy into the idea that one time Drew showed up to a party in a wig that was like subpar. And it's like, she doesn't just like look like shit all the time. That's not like what was happening.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's going to be more people coming. Like, you're right. I agree. Like, I don't know why Marlo, I guess they're saving Marlo for.
And Shamia. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Fallon going to be on? No, right? She was only in...
No, Fallon was not at the reunion. Fallon, who's getting divorced, by the way. She yes. posted that last week. LaToya's probably thrilled.
I mean, I guess so, but also... yes. Yeah, we can revisit the Halloween episode if you don't know what we're talking about. LaToya's... They had a bit of an argument, but that is sad. I mean, they seemed cute.
I know. So we have a couple more reunion parts coming up, but for now, let's choose our grab the Skinny Pop moments of the day. Endless entertainment calls for endless popcorn. Luckily, every kernel of Skinny Pop is so light, crunchy, and delicious that we can eat it by the handful or even the bagful. Barry, what is your grab the Skinny Pop moment for this reunion part one?
Okay, to be honest, because there wasn't that much drama yet, I want to give my Skinny Pop moment to all of the reunion looks of the ladies. I think that they all looked absolutely breathtaking. I love a good black gown. I love all of their on reunion day when you see them all coming with their dress bags mm-hmm. and their glam squad and everything getting ready and then transitioning into full glam. I just love that. So, and you're always... And it was the night of the Oscars. There was a lot of red carpet and looks going on. So it was a lot of popcorn and I enjoyed it. What was yours, Dylan?
Mine is going to be just a very quick moment at the end when Drew called LaToya Petty Peachless. You know, I love a good nickname. Maybe this one will stick. We'll see. Petty Peachless. That was a great moment for me. So those are today's Grab the Skinny Pop moments, and you can grab Skinny Pop yourself at retailers nationwide or go to the Shop Now page on skinnypop.com. Now, don't go anywhere because we have our great interview with Stephanie Hallman from Dallas coming up next, so enjoy that. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Welcome back, everyone. We are now so happy to be joined by one of our favorite housewives, I think, Real Housewives of Dallas, OG, Stephanie Hallman. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. How's it going? You have a season finale tomorrow night. We know there's a reunion coming up, lots of stuff going on. How's everything going?
It's good. It's good. It's kind of like the end of everything. So it feels freeing a little bit because you know that the good, the bad, everything is just going to be wrapped up. So yeah, it's good. It's good. I feel good about it. Reunions don't scare me like they used to. It was just kind of everything bad that could happen has happened at this point. So you just go with it, you know?
That's a good way to look at it, I think.
I feel like some housewives... The reunion is like their least favorite thing in the world. And some people are like, bring it on, baby. So it's good that you are like a little more comfortable these days.
Yeah, I'm like every horrible. I mean, truly, that's kind of after 5 seasons, I will say, you've heard everything good and bad about yourself. You've read everything good and bad about yourself. You've heard every rumor that could ever exist. So you're like, you know what? There's not a lot that's left. So yeah, it's like, it's much easier.
Well, we did say you were one of our favorite housewives, which is true, but it's so funny when we think of you like in almost like attack mode. Like I can't picture it because you're so kind that I'm like, how many bad things could you say about Stephanie? I'm not sure.
Oh, I mean, I think usually it's like kind of, I hear mostly like funny. Well, I mean, I hear that I'm boring for it. Like people will be like, you are very, I'm like, why do you have to tell? I'm like, you don't have to tell me that. It's fine. Or they, like, I heard a rumor that I own the production company. And so you always hear like really, it's very entertaining.
I have seen that one floating around the internet. But they're like, Stephanie will never be fired because the show would literally just implode.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you just always hear things. Yeah, it's very entertaining.
I feel like this season you've managed to kind of steer clear of the biggest, you know, dumpster fire drama. Like it hasn't really been coming at you this season. So is that kind of a relief when the season is playing out and you're like, okay, I don't think I'm going to get raked over the coals as much as some other people?
Oh, I mean, I run away from drama like I am in the Olympics. I navigate myself through it very carefully. I mean, you kind of know what people are going to say because if you just listen to people's interviews, you're like, okay, this is how they really feel. Or so you kind of know what's coming at you. So I've never gone into reunion and felt just blindsided. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be terrifying. So that's never happened as of right now, though. So,
yeah, blindsided is no good.
No.
Are there any big differences from the past seasons to now that you can tell us that you feel?
I mean, this year was a very different feeling. I think Leanne mm-hmm. was such a big character and such a big personality that not having her was, you know, good and bad. Like I realized how much that we as a cast kind of leaned on her to bring so much drama. So it was a little scary because you're like, well, she always kind of, you know, something always happens with her. But I think it was good because it made us all, you know, work together and be a little bit more honest when, you know, maybe in the past we would have just been lazy and wait for her to do something. So it was, yeah. Just being honest.
Actually, I've thought about that with Deandra specifically. I feel like she was always kind of so tied to whatever was going on with Leanne. And this season, it feels like she's had kind of room to breathe a little bit. And it's been fun to see that. I feel like all of you guys are maybe a little less kind of nervous about what might be coming at you.
Oh, yeah. Because you're like, well, you know, it's not going to be, you know, it was a very freeing year because especially I will say with Deandra, she was always so nervous. Like she, you could feel her energy whenever we were in a group scene because I think she just didn't want to make her mad. And they had so much tension that Deandra was very free this year to be herself. And I thought that was a good thing.
Yeah, that's so funny because Dylan and I have definitely discussed in this season how different Deandra's energy is and you know, we want to mention without mentioning that, like, that is probably why, like, Leanne is why.
I think for Deandra, she was able to kind of open up and be a little bit more herself. And after their fallout season two, it was like, she just could not bounce back and not be, you know, I feel like she was always just trying to work on that friendship and just not make her mad. So I think it was much easier for her.
Yeah. Yeah,
totally. Speaking of being kind of open on the show and, you know, sharing, feeling free to share, you and Travis have always, I think, done a great job of showing your marriage some of the not perfect moments, you know, we saw in past seasons. And again, this season a little bit, you kind of wanting to have a little more independence and feeling like you had your own stuff going on. How do you kind of navigate that in your relationship and bringing it onto the show? Because it seems like you guys have really used it to make yourself stronger.
You know, we are very different individuals. Like he's very type A. I'm very opposite. And our marriage works because of that. I think if there were two me's that we would get nothing accomplished. Like we would just sit around and talk about our feelings all day. And if there were two of Travis's, like they would just bitch at each other all the time. So it does work, but I have to stand up for myself maybe a little bit more because Travis is such a type A person. He's used to leading a company. And sometimes he takes that to our marriage where he, you know, he's like, I'm just going to, you know, make all the decisions and take care of everything. And then you don't feel like it's very even, or you don't feel like you're very valued. So that's been something that we've worked on. Like that drives me crazy about him. And then to be honest, he thinks that I, you know, don't do as much as he does. So he's always like, what do you do all day? I'm like, well, not a lot, but it's okay. like the last 30 minutes before he gets home, I'm like cleaning up. Cause I'm like, what have I done all day? Done next to nothing.
Oh my gosh. I love that. So, yeah. That's great. Well, how are things going with the Holman Foundation? Because it was nice to see you take charge and do something that you were passionate about this season.
It's been really fun. We're working on some stuff with domestic violence with an agency in Dallas. So we're doing an event for them in November. And then I went to a school in Flint, Michigan, and redid spaces for them, like their locker room. They're really big into, their school's really big in basketball. So we redid their basketball court and some other stuff. We had a really great partner with that school. And now we're looking at our third one. So we're just finding a way. I think we're going to start doing some homeless shelters next, and working on just providing a space for the kids to store their things in homeless shelters, because I did not realize that there were over 3,500 kids in Dallas in the school district that are homeless children who really don't have a safe place to put their belongings. So we're working with different avenues and seeing where we can help out.
Wow, that's nice.
It's cool that Travis's business can kind of be shifted into such a way to help people. And, you know, obviously you have resources because of that. And it's cool to see how that can kind of be used to help people that really, you know, can benefit from that.
Yeah, it's I always think if you use your talents and your gifts, and, you know, people are like, why don't you guys do food? I'm like, well, we don't have a food company. So it's just, we, you know, for any kind of lockers or cabinet making, we can do it and do a really big impact, because all we have to do is pay for material. And we have so many amazing people who partner with us. So I don't know. I think if you use what you have and what you're good at, then you can make a big impact. And that's kind of what we do. Even in our charitable givings, we give to a few organizations, and we give big instead of doing like a little bit here and there, just so you can make a big impact in small areas. Yeah.
Yeah. When you find like your next school, how do you find that? Like, you went to Michigan. Do they reach out to you? Do you research and pick and how? Yeah, I'm interested in finding out how you do that.
So they reach out to us, and then we have them submit videos and just kind of, because we can't see the space, and it would be hard for us, because this year we had over 100 people submit schools. And so we work on them giving us videos so we can actually see what's going on, because some schools really need a lot of help. Like the Michigan school we had, they did not have like showers. They did not have heating and air conditioning. So we went in and kind of, you know, Michigan's cold, so not having a heating system is crazy. So we went in and helped with all of that. And then there are some schools that contact us that don't really honestly don't need anything. So we try to filter out the ones who really, really need something. And especially we go by the schools who have most of their children on free and reduced lunch programs, because that's going to be more in your poverty areas and your impoverished schools.
Wow. Well, that is a great.
I'm excited to see kind of what you keep doing with that, because I think you're off to a great start.
Thank you.
Getting back to the show, also off to a great start was this trip to Oklahoma that you guys went on, and then it kind of went left a little bit. I want to talk about what happened with Carrie on this trip, because I got to say, it was extremely strange to watch
cringy
with Charles and then
watch
with the salsa on the bed. What was your kind of take on what actually happened on that trip? Like, what was it like in the moment? How do you feel now?
Oh, I mean, I have told her because it takes a lot to get me upset. It really, really does. Like, especially on the show, because I'm always like, you know, for all of the girls, I'm like, we all, this is our job, and we, you know, we know each other enough to where if there people are fighting, I'm like, okay, you know, we're all in this together. But then, like with Charles, he was, you know, a guest. He's, you know, like so sweet. He's, you know, from the country, and I'm from a really small town. And I know whenever you're from a small town and you're very country, a lot of times it's very, you know, uncomfortable for you to walk in, especially with all these girls from the city. And then you have cameras in your face and a microphone. And the way she treated him, I just really honestly made me so angry. We argued about it for 2 days straight. Like her and I went back and forth. And then finally I was like, I'm just going to bring him here to force you to apologize to this man, because I love Carrie, but it was just so mean. It just was like so horrible of her to do to him, because he was so embarrassed and
yeah,
it was so unnecessary. I understand if people don't like hunting, but at the same time, like, this is who he is. He hunts to, you know, feed himself. And I just think you have to, you know, accept people for who they are and be kind, like be kind to him. He's a guest.
Yeah. As a viewer, I don't even understand how that was an argument for 2 days, and yes, how it wasn't just very clear that's not what you should do. But you know what? Some people need to learn.
It was crazy, but he's gotten a lot of love. So I think Charles feels real good. He feels real good. But yeah, he's a sweet guy. He's gotten a lot of love.
I'm excited.
Next time I'm in Broken Bow, I'll definitely be hitting him up for a Bigfoot tour.
You have to get a hold of him whenever you're in Broken Bow. He's hysterical, and he's quite the character. He's like very well known there too. They have all these Bigfoot
I would assume
things. So he's very, very well known. He's very famous in Broken Bow.
I think you guys did a great job this season with the COVID, you know, like still being able to take trips. That house in Austin was ridiculous that you stayed at, and like,
oh yeah, it was amazing.
South Fork Ranch is obviously a ton of fun. I feel like you did a great job at choosing kind of doable locations during the pandemic, and it's still been really fun.
Thank you. Actually, I liked, this is very strange because I know the pandemic was like, you know, a horrible thing, but I'm pretty I don't know, I think I'm more with like shy a little bit, I guess, than some of the other girls. So I mean, sitting at home for 2 months, I've been planning that my entire, like, I was living my best life for 2 months. I was like, I am going to just take care of myself and like meditate. And then even filming, it was kind of nice to just not have all of these, you know, sometimes you go to parties and people invite like 100 people, and then you have 100 random people watching you make a fool of yourself. It's a little embarrassing at times. So it was kind of nice to not have that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I kind of enjoyed filming during the pandemic.
That's, you know what? You've had some really interesting takes on some of the things that went on, and I appreciate that, but that's interesting.
I rewatched recently. It was season 2. I think it was like Travis's birthday party, maybe, when you and Brandy kind of weren't getting along, and it was just like, oh, like, it sucks that this had to happen in like such a public place.
Oh, and it's embarrassing. I mean, sometimes you look around because you're at a hotel or you're at a restaurant, and you just get so embarrassed. Like, this little part of you is just like, I am mortified right now. And everyone's looking, and they're not eating, and they're recording. And then, yeah, it's horrible.
You're like, I'm getting paid for this. I'm getting paid for this.
Oh, yeah. They're just so disturbed. So I liked not having to do that in such public areas. I was like, this is very nice.
Watching the season back, were you able to see why it was difficult for Tiffany to feel welcomed by this group?
You know, I definitely think even whenever we were filming, it was hard for us to get to know her because she was working full time. So she was never in anything but group scenes, which is really hard to get to know people in group scenes. But I had gone to, I mean, Carrie and Tiffany, believe it or not, were the closest out of everybody before the show started. Mm-hmm. Brittingham. But yeah, I see. I think it was just hard. It's hard to get to know people on camera. And I definitely think for her, it was like finding those moments were really, really difficult. Like I didn't feel like I got to know her until Cameron and I went on the walk in Austin. And that was like the first time I'd actually sat down and had a genuine conversation with her. So yeah, I just think it was really hard. Just the scheduling and everything was really hard.
Yeah. Well, like the pandemic, obviously, like that's one of the negative effects.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think her job was really tough because where we can all film together during the week.
and
spend a lot of time together on camera, she could never do that. So she really was only able to film like group scenes and with her family and occasionally with us outside of a big group.
I do feel like after that Austin trip, and once it felt like she and Brandy kind of finally came to a good understanding with each other, it feels like she really did click in with the group. Like after Deandra had the event with Darren at her house, which your comments about Darren doing your hair were the most like surprising, hilarious thing. So random.
Well, no, it was so weird because I had known he was he was into that. Whenever he did my hair, he would, you know, do my extensions and sing the songs to me and everything. So I kind of knew about Peru, but I did not know until soon before that I was going to he was going to lead this. And I was he used to do my hair. And so I had to really prepare myself to not be awkward. And then I didn't want him to, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous, but he's a nice, nice guy, but it was a little awkward because I've always known him as my hairdresser.
Yeah. I was like, wow, he's really a jack of all trades. This is funny.
He's really good at extensions, really, really good at extensions.
It's great. You know, we love a multi-talented.
Yes. He is very multi-talented and he can do makeup too. He used to do makeup for the Cowboy Cheerleaders. So, I mean, he can do it all. He can do it all. He can save your soul and do your hair and makeup. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he did her. Yes. For the Cowboy Cheerleader calendar.
Maybe he needs his own show.
No,
he really does.
Honestly,
he really
that's not
does.
A bad idea. Yeah. On last week's episode, when he was at Deandra's house, you can tell he had some makeup on and his makeup looked flawless.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah.
I noticed it right away.
Yes. He is a man of many talents.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
On Arts Educators Save the World, we talk with artists and their mentors to discuss the transformative work that happens in arts education. We began with Lin-Manuel Miranda and his elementary school music teacher, and mine, Barbara Ames.
The direct education we got from Barbara, it was life-changing.
And since then, we've spoken with Cecily Strong, Josh Radner, Annalie Ashford, Robert Lopez, and so many others, each with their mentors. Join us again as we begin season 2 of Arts Educators Save the World, available everywhere.
Okay, we are going to play a quick game called Who Would You Choose? We play it with all our housewife guests on the podcast. So we're going to ask you a series of questions and you're going to say who from the Dallas cast you would pick for the various things. They're not super stressful. Okay, first of all, who would you take motherhood advice from?
Oh, probably Cameron. I feel like she's a very interesting person and she has some great things that she does with her kids. So maybe Cameron.
Yes, teaching them how to make peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Do you have a cruise connection with Cameron? Do you feel like there's a kindred spirit?
and she knows all the things to do. I had no idea. She took her kids to Fossil Rim, which is this little drive-through animal sanctuary. I had no idea you could stay there. So she knows all the insider things when it comes to your kids.
Oh, all the activities. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, she takes that very seriously.
I definitely could. She's a horrible cook. I'm a horrible cook, but I think I'm better than her because I know how to make them. So,
I think you can trade some tips.
Yes.
All right. Whose closet would you raid?
Ooh, you know, I would say, honestly, I would say Cameron, because I feel like we both are a little modest and have some of the same style. So, probably her, because I like to cover my tatas and my, you know, so yeah, probably her. I'm just thinking of who's close. Well, but I couldn't wear her stuff. So I don't know. I don't know who I could actually wear because Brandy and Tiffany are like so short. So I couldn't wear their stuff.
Maybe like Carrie Duber.
Yeah. I would rate Carrie Duber's closet. Yeah. Can I pick old people too? Like,
yeah,
old customers?
Sure. Yeah, Duber. Of course.
Carrie Duber. I would rate her closet. Yeah. Cause we are about the same like height. Yes.
She's got nice bags, you know, there's lots of
options. Absolutely.
Okay. Who would you want to plan your next vacation? Like to choose the hotels and restaurants and stuff?
Oh, honestly, again, probably Cameron. Cause she like every time I go somewhere, she's able to help me figure out where to eat, and either her or Deandra. Deandra also has traveled a ton. So there are certain areas I would go but Deandra also likes to rough it. Like she will go and like eat crickets and worms and like, so I don't, that's the only reason I would not ask her where to eat, but she knows kind of like everywhere to stay. Her and Jeremy, like really, they go on trips and they like sleep outside and she's very adventurous. Like she's very, very adventurous.
That is good to know because I will not have her plan my next vacation.
No.
Who would you want to cook you dinner?
Deandra. She's an amazing cook.
I can see that.
Okay. Who would you take relationship advice from?
Probably Deandra. I think her and Jeremy really balance each other out a lot. And I think he's just so nice and they really love each other. I mean,
they are like hot for each other.
I mean, they will like almost have sex in front of you and you're like, but you know, I mean, they have the romance. So maybe Deandra. Yeah.
That is great. Like when they jumped in the pool a few weeks ago and you can tell they were like mad. The cameras were like there. They were like, hello.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're hysterical. They're hysterical.
That's great. Who would you let decorate your house? Even though your house is gorgeous.
I'm trying to think. Well, I think everyone has a decorator.
Whose decorator would you use for your house?
Okay, so Cameron's newest decorator is really, really good. So I maybe would use hers. She just decorated her new house and it was really good. So maybe hers.
That house is gorgeous.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And just from what I've seen the inside, I think her decorator did a great job. I like color. She has a lot of color in her house.
Perfect. Okay, last question. Which housewife from another city would you want to join the Dallas cast?
Ew, I'm really liking Candy from Atlanta. So I like her. I think she's just a girl's girl and she's super funny and fun. And I mean, I would be scared if she brought the dungeon thing to us, but it would be very entertaining.
I totally agree with that. Dallas might need a dungeon. Who knows?
I can't imagine like you and Cameron doing the dungeon thing. I feel like it would.
Oh no, it would be a great episode. We'd be so freaked out.
Oh my gosh, that is great. Those are good answers.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Stephanie, I'm so glad you were able to join us. We have the season finale coming up tomorrow night at South Fork Ranch. Super excited.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks everyone for listening to the Mention It All podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.